I think it'd be different to games we've had at home recently where teams have maybe been looking at hitters on the counter. I think they've got good attacking players. They'll look at it that they need to win. So I think it could be quite an open game.
10 yards outside the box, it's Maguire, and it's straight into the arms of Doyle. It's great positioning that from Colin Doyle. 0-0 here, 5 minutes gone. Pulse 2 match day live. Here's McMahon, corner, right across, face to goal, goes right across Rory McArdle's path at the back stick. Now, Percival was in there, and I don't think McArdle expected that. It kind of went under his foot. Great play from Colin, wins it for City, releases Marshall. He's shifted here. Marshall's going to go all the way to the byline. Pull back. Oh, he was holding the money for White. Brilliant defending, but there were two in there as well. You've got to give credit to the defender. I think it's Raglan who just steps out and takes it off the boot of Charlie White.
Yeah, what a break.
It is round the back to McArdle. Gets there. Heads it. It's against the goalkeeper, I think. Might hit the post. Goalkeeper had it covered. Tips it round. And we're talking about the movement. It was good from City. It was a good header and a good save.
Yeah, you could tell there McArdle's job was go round the back, wasn't it? And he gets up well.
Curtis Nelson comes up over halfway and plays the ball wide down the right-hand side for Johnson. He's got McKelleny inside the box. He's gone for goal himself. He'll come to Nelson, and he's prodded it just wide. Well, it's the first time, apart from for the corner kick and a free kick, that Curtis Nelson has been in the penalty area. He started the move with a clearance. Nobody had picked him up at all as he'd run some 70 yards. Ribeiro back in field towards Maguire. We're in the final minute of the first half. Maguire thought about a shot. McKellenry inside the area, and he's put it into the cop. Well, it was a glorious opportunity. It was a tight angle, and they've suddenly started to fancy their chances in this, Oxford United, haven't they?
Here is McMahon then, set piece, White, chance, Eastwood spills, and it's thrashed off the line. Well, goalkeeper had a bit of a hash of it. They get away with it. Great touch from Awula. Awula has options to his right. Finds Marshall. McMahon's on the overlap again. Marshall taking on his man. He's going to dink one in. Back post. White's in there.
Go on, Marshall. Yes!
It is Nicky Law! Big goal for the Bantams. Charlie White involved. And it falls at Law. And it is 2 yards. Stabs it home. And City are in front. 1-0 here against Oxford.
Charlie White, they might have been wrestling with him, but when it's in the box, no one's beating him. Gets his head on it, nods it down, and there's Lawsey for a 2 yard tapping.
White's been held. You can hear the crowd as White.
Oh, it's a goal! Oh! Wow. Brilliant save!
Wow! What a save that is! That would have been goal of the season from Charlie White on the spin, on the volley. Eastwood tips it round, almost 2-0.
Wow. That was like the Peter Crouch goal, wasn't it, for Stoke?
Dien curls it wide over towards Marshall. Pinpoint accuracy. Ooh. Right under his foot. One less. Marshall!
Oh! Oh!
The face of the goal. Oh, and
corner.
That was nearly going to be another contender for goal of the season from Mark Marshall. Tony McMahon wanted a corner out of that. You shouted for a corner,
yeah, yeah,
as well.
Like, looked like a save. Looked like a great save again.
Header on by Oxford, edge of the area. It's a chance. McKelleny, great save by Colin Doyle. That definitely was a save, turning it away past the left-hand upright for a corner kick to Oxford United, which will be their second of the game. Marshall down by the corner flag, sends it into the middle. White, can he get underneath it? No, he can't.
Go on,
Collins in there. Collins to shoot. Oh, it's over the bar with his left foot. Oh, is he ever going to score another goal? He scored a wonder one down at MK Dons way, way back in the early part of the season. Should have scored again. Kurt McCall raises his arm saying, you know, why are we still playing? I think he wants to hear the final whistle, and he does now!
Yeah.
And City win!
Well done, boy.
And they're almost, almost there as far as the playoffs are concerned. City 1, Oxford 0.
It's a big, big, we said it last week, it was a big win at Bury, it was a big win the week before, but this was huge today. Obviously, when you come off and have a look at the other results, every other club have won. So it was a needed 3 points against a good side, but the quality of the goal deserved the victory.